I'm
so
delighted.
We've been blocking this for so long. I think that we ought to let our next guest just play through.
Reed Treturis, I think you would agree. We should let you just play through and not have to go through any other hoops.
Hi, Foster. Nice to talk to you again.
Good talking with you. Reed Treturis is with us. He's been in studio with us. He is the gentleman who is behind, the genius behind something called Are You a Human? Which is not a rude question. It is, in fact, the kind of question that you want a serious answer to if somebody is trying to get onto your secure website. And Reed, just kind of quickly, for those who may not be familiar with Are You a Human, talk a little bit about what your organization has done up to this point to help secure sites.
Yeah, so our mission as a company is we want to turn online annoying experiences into really great experiences. So the thing we started with is the CAPTCHA. Most people probably haven't heard of that, but you've seen one. It's squiggly text and numbers that websites will make you fill out to make sure that you're a real person and not an automated program that could be there to post spam or do other malicious activities.
Those are the ones that I never get right the first couple times.
I was going to say that. I had to do that twice this week, and I got them wrong both times. I had to go back at it again.
I have never heard someone say that they get them right on the first time, so you guys are not alone.
Okay, and then the solution you had to that was, I think, rather ingenious, or solutions.
So, yeah, what we have you do is, rather than type in this phrase that you can't read, we have you play a short little game. So we'll say, you know, put some toppings on a pizza, that type of thing. Yeah. And what we do is actually analyze how you interact. So rather than make you complete a difficult task, we put the onus on us to look at your interaction, and based on your mouse movements, where you click, we can tell if you're, in fact, a real person or not.
Wow. And by the way, how long have you been doing this, Reed? I'm sorry, because I'm trying to think when we had you in here was just when you were starting out.
Yeah, so we've been doing this now for almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years, okay.
You know, we launched at the beginning of 2012 publicly, and now we're on more than 13,000 websites, and we serve about 150 million of these games a month.
It's been
a great few years.
It's been great. And Reed, one of the nice things about this, folks, is that this is one of the companies that grew up here in Detroit.
Yeah, we did. Detroit Venture Partners is one of our investors, and we started off in Ann Arbor when we were in grad school there and moved downtown, and we've absolutely loved it. The community downtown is great, and there's a small but growing and really, really supportive group of entrepreneurs in Detroit that's great to be a part of.
That's exciting. Now, I understand that what you've done, and this is the part that intrigued me, you have found a way of getting by those darn ads that are in front of every video I try to watch online.
Yeah, so you know, we started off cracking this CAPTCHA problem, and we said, okay, where else can we take our technology that looks at human interaction to make life better for people online? So the next piece we looked at was pre-roll videos. You guys have seen these. You probably have seen the commercial 10 times already, but you have to sit for 30 seconds before you can get to some video you actually want to watch.
Yes.
And now, because they're so annoying, it's a problem for advertisers, too.
Yes.
More than 80% of people just ignore those ads. What do you do when it comes up? You go to a different tab. You go get a glass of water. You don't pay attention. So not only are you annoyed, but advertisers are wasting money.
Yeah.
So what we do is we kind of have a middle ground that helps both people out. So we take our same idea of games and put those on top of a video. So the user can choose. If you want to watch the ad, go ahead. If you don't want to watch the ad, you engage with the brand. So, you know, again, have a little branded interaction. And the benefit to the advertiser is, rather than guessing was a real person watching this video, you know that a real person actually had a 5-second interaction with your brand. And for a person, rather than sitting for 30 seconds, you get to get right to the content you want.
I like that. I'd rather do 5 seconds of that than listen
listen to the same darn ad each time. And Breed, you brought up a good point, Gary.
Yes.
I am so mad at Xfinity because of this. Wherever I was, every time I tried to watch something, I was seeing that. Every time I try to watch something on their videos, I had to sit through the same ad.
So, well, they need to sell more ads, that's all.
Well,
so you get a variety.
Yeah, but it's so creative that you've actually gone out there and been able to think of a new way to approach advertising. That's great.
Yeah, and the real thing we're trying to do is, like, for years people have been adding new spots to place ads, right? Another banner ad, another video. And they're always approaching this from the advertiser perspective. And we've really structured our company that we're looking first at a user perspective. And what we find is that when you first and foremost focus on a great user experience, you get much better advertising results. So when people look at our products, they remember the brand almost 4 times as often, and they are 50% more favorable towards the brand.
So if you're an
advertiser, people remember you and they like you. And I think that's an important distinction, because what good is it if someone remembers you but hates you? And like, right. the scenario you just described, right? You clearly remember the Xfinity brand, but you were mad, and that doesn't do them any good.
No, it doesn't at all. If anything, it's kind of piling on. Rachel Torres is with us from Are You a Cuman? And I want to talk a little bit more about the whole thing, what you do with avoiding the capture. But in summary, I think what's clever here is that you have helped the advertiser have a positive experience because they're putting money out and you want them to benefit from it so that they continue to support whatever happens to be that you're watching. On the other hand, you've also made it a positive experience for the user so that they're not just kind of disgusted with it. And even better, it's not a negative experience with the brand. That
exactly
is genius. I want to find out more about that. Can you hang on, Reed?
Yeah, no problem.
We're going to have you hang on for just a little bit. And Mike Brennan is coming in with Michigan Technology News in just a moment. When we come back, we'll be talking with Reed just a little bit more. Reed Trictoris, who is with us from Are You a Cuman, talking about some very clever ways of helping sponsors to get their money's worth and helping us to be free of those ads that are making us crazy. Hey, Reed Trictoris, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Reed. I know we don't have too much time here, but I did want a chance. Reed Trictoris with Are You a Cuman? That's a site that is beating capture by giving you a fun experience rather than a nasty one. Let's capsulize again what you've done with those videos that you see online with the ads that are in front of them. You've got some clients that are now using your way of both recognizing the brand, but also having some fun before you get to the videos.
We want to take an experience that is not pleasant for anyone, the pre-roll video. And we give users a choice. You can either choose to watch the video or choose to play a little game and engage with the brand instead. And what we've found is the great thing is when users choose to engage, not only do they get to their content more quickly, but they get better results for advertisers. They remember the brand more often, and they think more favorably towards the brand because the advertiser gave them a choice and didn't force them to sit there for 30 seconds with no control.
And the memories are fond ones, Eddie?
Well, yeah, I'm looking at the website now, and it just basically says, you know, drag the sold sign on top of the house.
I love it.
You know.
Excellent. So it's a little thing instead of sitting through the same darn ad. Reed, congratulations to you and much success to Are You a Human. Keep us in touch with the next great steps, leaps forward that you make as well, all right?
Thanks so much, Foster. Thanks for having me on.